Grace and peace I bring to you from God, our heavenly Creator, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, normally, I would know pretty much exactly what I might say to you by this time on any given Sunday. Today, however, let us bask in the surprise that is to come together. I think it's very easy to sit in an extremely literal representation and reception of Jesus' words and actions today. And I think that that does two things for us. One, it invites us to recognize that Jesus is consistently focused on healing, bringing people to a sense of societally recognized wholeness. And I think, too, that it offers a barrier to us, recognizing that, as I opined earlier this week on a podcast recording, my first one, super exciting, I do not have that gift. I cannot ask anyone who has been over by pain and suffering to stand straight and be healed. That is not my work. That is not a gift that God has offered to me. Now, I do have the gift of prayer. I do have opportunities for partnership. So there are ways to be connected and tangentially involved in the healing process. But by word alone, that is not something that I can do. And I wonder in that space what it is that you might do here that would cause some of the most religious of us to yell at you about working on Sunday. And I do recognize the dichotomy of that statement, being one of the people who works in here on Sunday. But I am not the only person that works in here on Sunday. And I wonder what work you do on Sunday. Way more than I want to. Thank you, Mark. I spent some time in Iowa this week. It was not my favorite part of the week for a couple of reasons. I don't know if you know where Iowa is, but it seems to be just south enough to be much hotter there than it is here. Made a joke down there that we should just change Des Moines to be pronounced as Des Moisened. And everybody would understand what they're getting into when crossing that border. So it's about upper 80s. I was down there for a conference with our national church body and the evangelism team, working on what some of the work coming out of this last national assembly is in relationship to evangelism. And it started from a space of deconstruction, recognizing that we have too often been invited into work that tells us that evangelism, the goals of which are only metric-driven, more money, more butts in the pews, more engagement with our neighbors outside of these walls. And our presentation this week invited us to recognize all of that as religious baggage, most of which we should feel free to set down at any time. And that is what the religious leaders in this gospel today are trying to tell Jesus. The work that you are doing is not worthy enough of being done on a Sunday. Healing is an action that can only be reserved for those days that are not Sabbath. And if we look at our Hebrew texts, I think we get a little bit of an explanation on why that sense of religiosity exists. That Pharisee was not recognizing that that work was done on behalf of someone else. That rebuke in that synagogue on that day as Jesus is healing on the Sabbath is being offered only as one that uplifts Jesus. And so I think it is interesting in this space that the story of healing is of somebody who was literally uplifted from being bent over for 18 years. And so the community is healed. The community is offered a new space from which to approach work and the honoring of God and of one another on a Sabbath day. For that is, in fact, what we do when we gather here together. Yes? We are celebrating, thank you for that response. We are celebrating God's action in our lives on a day that is devoted to rest. And in the movement of building sacred space here together, we also honor one another and God's presence in our lives together. We celebrate healing, the gifts and the works that are done through those hands that have been offered that opportunity. The doctors, the nurses, and all the other multiple letter endings to names and titles that can exist in the medical field. We celebrate the spiritual healing that exists in spaces that are built specifically to honor one another. We recognize the formation and renewal that happens in this space together. Being brought in, recognizing that one another, each of us, centers around a deep desire for both community and honoring of God's presence together. And so I invite you to recognize the importance of community that is being lifted up here. And that we should at no time offer rebuke for spaces where community connections are strengthened. And that is what I took away from my bewetted time in Iowa this week. Evangelism is about building bridges to those who are not here for the purposes of helping them understand that the presence in my life of God is what brings us together. And however they decide to use that presence is between them and God. But that does not change the work and the celebration that we are invited into together. Whether it be standing on the side of the street in protest, lifting up those still small voices in our society, offering protection in demands for retribution in the space of our Middle Eastern neighbors being slaughtered, starved, and absolutely dehumanized in Gaza. We have so many opportunities in this, our time of life, in this moment, to come together and experience the same type of healing that Jesus demonstrates in our Luke story this morning. Recognizing the importance of community, not just here, but everywhere. Because together, our voices can be so very loud and loving. Amen.